Welcome, everyone, to the Macro Opportunities June monthly podcast. In the month of June, global risk sentiment continued to improve as economic data suggested that the trough of the crisis occurred in April. One of the biggest surprise data releases was the monthly U.S. employment report, which showed a net increase of jobs rather than a large decrease that was forecast, together with a sharp fall in the unemployment rate. Increased activity as countries eased lockdown measures was also seen in high-frequency data such as retail sales, PMI surveys, and mobility monitors. Further monetary policy accommodation was also supportive of asset prices. The ECB increased its pandemic emergency purchase program by more than expected for a total of 600 billion euros, with maturities to be reinvested until at least the end of 2022. The Bank of England also increased its purchase program by 100 million British pounds, and the Federal Reserve pledged to continue U.S. Treasury and mortgage-backed security purchases at least at the current pace. Anxiety did arise, however, as a number of U.S. states experienced a surge in infection rates as lockdown restrictions were eased, increasing second wave fears and the possibility that shutdowns may be reimposed. In terms of portfolio positioning, Macro Opportunities core risk positions of investment grade credit as well as EM debt both contributed positively to performance over the month, as these markets continued to be supported by highly accommodative monetary policy and central bank purchase programs. Portfolio volatility increased slightly, due mostly to elevated levels of credit and U.S. Treasury vol. Risk positioning remained focused on maintaining a portfolio flexible enough to withstand significant market uncertainty due to the unpredictability of the spread of the virus and the pace of the recovery. On the rate side, portfolio effective duration decreased throughout the month as the yield curve flattened. The flattening is attributed to increased anxiety about rising infection rates in the United States, Brazil, and India, and a sense that valuations had overshot fundamentals, given economic activity remains far below pre-pandemic levels. So for the outlook going forward, Western Asset maintains its base case outlook for a longer U-shaped global economic recovery. This is premised on the view that near-term growth will be severely impacted, but that this shortfall will prove to be largely transitory as policymakers push to resuscitate economic activity. Central bank purchases will likely support continued spread compression and the liquidity of investment-grade markets moving forward. Credit fundamentals will undoubtedly be challenged this year, but we expect a number of sectors to demonstrate resilience, including banking, while others face downgrade pressure. We acknowledge that markets remain most sensitive to statistics around the extent of the COVID-19 outbreak. However, once we begin to see declines in the viral spread, ultimately the power of the very accommodative policies will combine with an eventual recovery in demand to propel the global economy back toward trendline growth. So that concludes our podcast for June. As always, we appreciate your support and look forward to speaking with you again next month.
Additional information about Macro Opportunities may be found at our website. The opinions and views expressed in this audio are as of the date indicated. Such opinions are subject to change and may differ from others in the firm or the firm as a whole. This audio is for informational purposes only and is not intended as an offer or solicitation with respect to the purchase or sale of any security or product. Statements in this audio should not be considered investment advice and are not intended to be relied upon as a factual prediction or forecast of future events or performance or a guarantee of future results. Likewise, past results are not indicative of future investment results. Employees and/or clients of Western Asset Management may have a position in the securities mentioned.